Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, 81,000 jobs, $43 billion in economic impact, and you know what, a whole lot of give back for the communities, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, great resource. I saw a story over the weekend where Williston had 500 people bust in for the Pick Up the Patch effort. Companies busting folks in from all over, which was really neat. Of course, Dickinson is going to kick off on Friday for cleanup day in Dickinson. And we'll be telling you more about that later on in the week as well. But if you want to find a Pick Up the Patch event near you, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com and get involved. It'd be great. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right. The North Dakota legislative session is wrapping up. The session something today. I'll be guessing that it'll be tomorrow, to tell you the truth. But who knows? This is the 64th Legislative Assembly. Since it is the final full day in all likelihood of the North Dakota Legislative Session, I thought it'd be a good day to get your reflections on what was the best and the worst of this session. Best and the worst. Okay? Give them a report card, if you will. Those are fun to give out, you know? You want to dole out an A, a B, a C, a D? Anybody want to do an F? Tell me what you think. And I'll start, okay? So I'll just get the ball rolling here, and then maybe you can disagree with me or agree or whatever. That's up to you. We'll talk a little bit about the legislative session today on the program. Some other things in the news that we'll tackle here in a moment. Ron Ness will join us next hour. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council joins us a couple of times a month. And one of the things I wanted to chat with Ron about was his testimony regarding House Bill 1476. Before the legislature last week I think it was last week. It was early in the week on the House side, and then much of it the same for the Senate side and the Finance and Tax Committee, talking about North Dakota's, specifically the Bakken exploration phase being over, and us now entering a development phase. I want to spend some time on that today and just learn a little bit about what that means. What will be different in an exploration phase versus a development phase for North Dakota? How will the challenges be different? What are the opportunities that are different? Looking forward to that conversation. And also, obviously, you know, I think the rig count today, did I see 84 is the number? Went down a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I think that's the number, but it dropped 7 last week. And I think that was to 86, and I think it's dropped 2 more to 84, if I saw correctly. But anyway, it's in the 80s, and that is obviously the down part. My question is that, you know, has that bottomed? What point will that come back up? And also, what impact and when would we anticipate from House Bill 1476, from a little bit of certainty, at least now, on the tax side? Because this whole thing started, that whole debate started with the question of, you know, a $40 billion industry not having any idea what their tax rate would be from 40 days from now. And as soon as the governor signs the law, then we'll know. So that's a good thing for sure. Let's see here. What else have we got in the headlines? How about that Nepal earthquake? The numbers keep climbing. It is just awful. Absolutely awful. Did you know, I did a little, I don't know if I was earthquake paranoid or what, but yesterday afternoon, everybody was out of the house. I'm working away on my laptop. I mean, nothing on. Just dead quiet. The dogs, I don't even hear the dogs snoring. It's just like you could hear a pin drop, right? And all of a sudden, the house starts shaking. And when I say shaking, I'm not, you know, not Nepal, just like a vibration, right? You know, like when a truck comes by your house kind of thing, or your workplace, where you go, what the heck is that? And usually it just passes in a few seconds when the truck goes by. You know what I'm talking about, Tom? You know, not any, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, but this lasts for like 45 seconds. And one of the things that was a little odd about it is it got progressively louder. So I don't know what it was, but I called my neighbor right away to say, okay, I'm not nuts, and it's not just because we're all watching these earthquakes. But did you feel that? He said, I didn't, but I have before. I know what you're describing, is what he told me. So I thought that was rather interesting. So I do a little research and come to find out we've had earthquakes in North Dakota before that are actually measured. Did you know that, Todd? I did not. I did not know this. Yeah. And not all that long ago, 16 years ago in Williston, there was a 3.5 magnitude earthquake. And 22 years ago, there was a 3.5 in West Fargo. And a few, not all that long ago, Saskatchewan, 4.1 up in Yorkton 3 years ago. Another one 6 years ago in Yorkton. And Norfolk, Nebraska, and South Dakota, too. Yeah, Rapid City, 12 years ago, had a 4.0. But the big one, a 4.1 in Yorkton, was 3 years ago. And then North Dakota's a 3.5 16 years ago. And they said West Fargo at 3.5. So it does happen. But obviously nothing to that degree that we're seeing in Nepal, which is obviously gripping a lot of the world news. Awful situation. No question about it. The top U.S. court. If you're a court watcher, you know this already, but is dealing with the arguments on same-sex marriage. The arguments tomorrow will cap more than two decades of litigation on this issue. A lot of people say they'll be deciding there is a right to gay marriage. I always get a kick on how people think that's the case. They got a little bug in the chambers or what? But question our Facebook page right now. If so, is that the right call or the wrong call? You can weigh in on that. And one bit of good news: the Minnesota Wild won. How about that? 4-1 over the Blues. They're now going to play the Blackhawks. And all of you Sioux fans out there that saw Zach Parise when he wore a Sioux uniform and Jonathan Toews when he wore a Sioux uniform, and now North Dakota fans, you have to decide which one of the former Sioux superstars you're going to root for. My wife's picking Jonathan Toews, so I'm therefore going with Zach Parise. I'll stick with the Minnesota Wild. But that's a fun one. That was a great game and great fun. And speaking of the name of the University of North Dakota, Thursday is the last day to submit your name. So, you know, when that all kicked off, we had a program with all kinds of great names, and I hope you've taken the time to submit them to the website or send them in or whatever. But if you haven't, last chance to do it today. Okay, get that cranking. We're watching that as well. What else? Oh, the Brian Williams thing. I can't resist. And Brian Williams, you see that NBC now has done their own little investigation here, Todd. And some embellishments have happened in other instances. At least 10, they say.
It's up to 11 now.
Oh, is it? Okay, all right.
Washington Post, in fact, is reporting up to 11 now. I say Brian White for Prez. He's qualified now.
No kidding. You should be a politician. Anyway, my question is this: do you know what you need to know to say this guy ought to be done now? Or here's my deal: he works for NBC, right? He's getting the mega checks, you know, the big money.
Yeah.
Move him over to Saturday Night Live, right? I mean, because it's okay to, you know.
I've long said that the Saturday Night Live sketches should be Dan Rather and Brian Williams.
There you go.
Weekend Update should always be both those guys. Tell me you wouldn't watch it.
Yeah.
Even if you'd be more likely to not ever watch Saturday Night Live, you'd have to see it at least a few times to see where they go with it. You'd have to.
You want them done? What do you think? You let us know. Colleen, by the way, says done. Carol Ann says, the first time I saw him on Saturday Night Live, I never watched another episode. It was Nightly News again. Merle says, yes, and so should Hill and Bill, and also Obama. And 90% of the other politicians who lie. Why do we diminish the evil actions of people today by calling lies embellishments, spin, untruth, falsehoods? A lie's a lie. There says Merle. Merle's got something there. I hear you. I understand what you're saying there. Colleen says, done. Now have we come to this? How have we come to this, she says. And it even needs to be asked. All right. Joyce, does anyone trust anyone in the media? True journalizing is no longer to be found. Everyone gives opinion or a slant to entertain viewers, fact-checking only to create another scandal. Interesting take, Joyce. Appreciate that very much. Casey says he should move to Fox News. No one believes anything they say anyway.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Kenny says on the Fox News slam, most watched news, period. And the MSNBC hack speaks up. All right. Roger says, what do we expect from the left? All right. There you go. Don says, what are the odds that he was the only one and that 10 is all there is? Well, Don's already been proven right on that because it's 11, as you told us, Todd, at the top of the show. Anyway, your opinion is welcome there. It's 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple things in the news we're watching today. Have the whole hour to find out what's on your mind, and I'm looking forward to it. Best and worst of the North Dakota legislative session. Tell us what you think. I'll give you mine when we come back. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City's the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile, and you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you, whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341, S&S Motors, Watford City, or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? And you get to tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Best of the legislative session, I think, was the fact that the early session, I was called surge funding. It was called, a bunch of different things. But the bottom line, it was funds that were sitting in a strategic investment fund, infrastructure and investment fund, that were then doled out so that the communities impacted as a result of oil and gas production, mostly. And, you know, this is money that did go end up going all over the state. But the lion's share of it obviously going to the communities most impacted. But the best part of that is sitting in the fund early in the session, got them out so they could actually bid things and make it part of the 2015 construction season. Fantastic news. I mean, they did a lot of things, but that was, you know, that was something that was talked about for the last year leading up to the session. And yeah,
there's something you don't see Washington do, actually get the funding out while it can be used.
Well, exactly right, Todd.
Problem solved.
That's why it's my top one. I mean, just because that's incredible.
I agree.
It was fast tracked and checks were written and bidding was let and you know the.
But you never see government get that done. You never see that.
I know. I mean, it's just that quick of action. So that's definitely my best. I'll save my worst. Because Joe and Minot's waiting to weigh in. And welcome yours, too, at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email's welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, too, your best or worst from the legislative session or anything else on your mind. It's 701. So the cue for you to say your number.
that was my cue to wait to see if you said 226-8503, 701-226-8503.
All right, Joe and Minot, what's on your mind?
I have I heard that a couple of these states like Alabama and some other state out west out east are, instead of on this gay marriage issue, if the Supreme Court rules for gay marriage, what they're going to do, the state isn't going to issue a license anymore. So anybody that wants to get married, they got to find their parishioner to marry him. And then that gets the state off the hook. And I also was thinking, if the state's off the hook, then, like if somebody wants to, a gay couple comes to a place that wants them to make a wedding cake for them. If they don't have a state license that they're married, then they don't have to make the cake. So, this is what I heard. That's what these states are planning to do. They're just going to take the state out of it. The state's not going to issue a marriage license.
Yeah, I would imagine that we're not done with this, right? I don't think if the feds do this that it's, you know, because people are not going to set, you know, their religious beliefs at the door, you know. And I'm not ready to say the Supreme Court's going to do this. I know everybody thinks that they're going to do it, but you know, we all thought they were going to overturn Obamacare too, right? You know, how'd that work out for us?
Yeah.
So. I'm going to wait and see what they do, but a lot of folks are claiming that this is going to. That's an interesting angle. I mean, I personally think it should be left to the states, right? But if the feds say no, you have to do this, then the state's saying fine, go get a. You know, we're just not going to do this anymore. Might be the way to go.
Yeah. Another thing on these like in Baltimore, what's going on there? I mean, there's so much racial. Division is so heated that, you know, I mean, a white officer, he has to do everything exactly perfect, and I imagine a black officer would have to do everything exactly perfect if it was a white person. So I'm thinking, you know, if it's a heavily white area, there should be white police officers and only white police officers, and if it's a heavily populated black area like Baltimore, they should, I believe the black officers should take care of the black people. And then you don't have this. Because I think we're always going to have this racial thing going on where, well, I wasn't treated just perfectly. So, you know, and I think, you know, if we could maybe look at it like that, that might solve a lot of the problems we're having, because these riots are just getting, this is crazy what's going on.
It is crazy. It is. It's sad.
And it is sad.
You just wish people would wake up and say, come on, let's. But I think what you, honestly, Joe, would prescribe would only make it worse. You know, that gets back to, really? You know, a black counter and a white counter, right? You know, you go over to the black counter and black people will serve you. We'll be at the white counter. White people will serve us so that I don't think somebody looked at me wrong. You know what I mean?
Well, that'd be the thing that'd be wrong with it. They'd say, yeah, well, you know, but this way there wouldn't be, you know, well, I'm going to sue the police station because I don't, well, you might have a good point there, but
I mean, even logistically, I don't know how you do that. Okay, you know, we've got a crime in person in progress. Well, you know, who do I send? White officer, black? I just say, look, we're all human beings, right? And you know, I might be horribly naive, but I happen to believe that the vast majority of folks see people as people, right? And as a fellow human being. And you know,
well,
there's knuckleheads in every crowd. And you know, I think sadly you have a bunch of folks who like to perpetuate, you know, individuals being viewed as in a class and as a victim. And that fuels the vast majority of this, I believe.
Well, yeah. Well, as you see today, what's going on in Baltimore, and a lot of these areas where I've been in some bad areas, and believe me, you wouldn't want to be caught on the wrong end of town because you wouldn't survive. So you would hope everybody would have like your kind of thoughts and my kind of thoughts. Let's everybody get a level head here. But that's not the way it is in some of these neighborhoods. So I don't know what they're going to do, but I thought I'd give you a couple of my opinions, and I'll let someone else get online.
All right. We'll see if anybody agrees or disagrees with Joe's idea, specifically on the law enforcement angle there. Thanks, Joe. Great call. Bob in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, last week you were talking to the governor, and there was a couple of points that he made about the property tax. And he kept saying, well, it's against state law. These people, these counties and cities are in violation of state law. Well, if they're in violation of state law, why aren't they prosecuted and put in jail? When you and I break the law, what happens? We go to jail or we get a trial. And the problem is yeah, he's saying that there's a state law against it. So what does that mean, really? It doesn't mean anything if no one's going to prosecute them. If they prosecuted a few, maybe they'd keep them at 97%.
And the we've got some work to do. I had some comments after with folks, you know, suggesting that the governor needs to weigh in on a fix and do some reform in legislation, because valuations going up is not the problem with the property tax. The resistance to lowering the mill levy is the problem, right? And the legislature really is the one that has to deal with that.
Yeah, exactly. And the other point I wanted to make was during the Republican convention a couple of years ago. The Republican Party voted against Common Core, and then the governor comes out for Common Core, and not only does he come out for Common Core, he badgers other legislators to vote for Common Core. I don't know. I mean, the Republican Party basically spoke and had their say on Common Core, and then the governor just kind of goes, well, we don't really care what you Republicans think out there. I'm going with Common Core.
Well, I don't think you're fairly characterizing the governor's comments on that. For one, I asked him once about Common Core, and he just said local control, local, local, local. The feds aren't going to tell us what to do. So I didn't see him.
That's absolutely incorrect, too. You don't have a choice with Common Core. You have a curriculum that comes
But all I'm saying is I don't think you're putting it fairly on the governor. I mean, I agree with it. It failed, but, I mean, the whole legislature voted that. I guess I'll put that down as your worst of the legislative session. Steve in Fargo when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check out that website, by the way, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and find out a location near you, which I know you'll find Dickinson starting May 1 and a whole bunch of others that are doing Pick Up the Patch events. And so looking forward to that. Dickinson starts, goes a couple of weeks, but the first one is Friday. Love to have you participate. And there's others as well. North Dakota Oil Can, Wilson's over the weekend. A bunch of people turn out. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Look under the events link and you'll find lots of examples where you can head out there. Pretty fun. We're also brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. They have some used self-propelled sprayers right now. If you're looking for a deal, if you go to HighPlainsApache.com, that's their website, HighPlainsApache.com, you'll find all their new, used. Latest on the ET Ag Center, too, where they have an ag application bonanza of parts. I mean, any nozzle, any part, anything you need, they've got it. 50,000 of them in stock, and if they don't have it, out of that 50,000, they'll have it at your door in a day or two. Very easy. They're located in Mandan. You can call them there at 701-663-2375. 701-663-2375. Or just south of Fargo and Frontier as well. HighPlainsApache.com. Your Apache sprayer dealer. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right. Stephen Fargo is next here after this email. The state should be out of the marriage business. Let religion own the sacrament. And they in turn can join whomever their doctrine allows in that sacrament. Let the state own civil contracts between consenting adults. Allow the state to recognize a marriage in a particular faith as a civil contract and forbid the state from trying to dictate to religion who can and cannot be married in their faith. Easy solution. Interesting. I'm not sure that the bully nature of the lobby, the gay and the lesbian and alphabet soup lobby, would settle for that, right? Because they want it called marriage. What they're out to do is to redefine what defines. They want the word marriage redefined to what they say it means. Otherwise, I'd agree with you if that was something that would solve it. Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was making a comment about law enforcement. You know, it's the technology's there for body cameras whenever they're interacting with civilians or whoever. It's recorded. That would seem to be the easiest solution to this problem.
Yeah, you're hearing a big push for body cams. You mean like you just make it mandatory that there is a body cam, and most of the vehicles have the cameras already, but you're saying on the officer themselves, is that what you mean, Steve?
Yeah, Yeah, it's fairly inexpensive as opposed to a lot of the other equipment that we're giving our law enforcement, and just be on every law enforcement officer.
All right. Think that would solve a lot?
Well, it would sure settle any disputes on what's happening.
Fargo Police Chief David Todd told me that recently that he used to be internal affairs. And so if there'd be a dispute, in other words, I say, hey, that law enforcement officer messed up and here's what he did to me, blah, 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 that he would then watch video and very often invite the complainant in to say, I've seen the video. Would you like to come and view with me? And most of the time they don't want to. But you know why? Because they know that, I'm outed now because of the video, right? So I agree with you, Steve. I think that's the best idea. More transparency, the better. And he also said, by the way, the vast majority of these are not, don't reveal wrongdoing on the part of the law enforcement officer. But isn't it funny, the vast majority of the ones you know about and hear about are what? Blowing it up on television, trying to advance some other agenda. Stephen Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, I'll tell you, the big disappointment of this session to me was the Common Core, and that we didn't get rid of it. But what people don't really understand, this is not just about standards. It's not just about something simple. It is the Obama-designed, financed, and implemented and controlled massive reform of our education system, and that's fully documentable. And the Governor Dalrymple knows this, and Kirsten Baszler knows this, and Mike Nafe and Tim Flackle have been told about this, but we've got it. And the one thing for people to understand is with a letter, Kirsten Baszler can get us out. And with an executive order, Jack Dalrymple can get us out. But he won't, because, believe me, people on the inside know he supports it big time, and the National Governors Association supports it big time. And he won't do anything about it because he's for it. And we've got it because he wants it.
Yeah, well, I don't know that we got it because he wants it, because obviously, the whole legislature voted on it, so it did not, there were not enough votes there to kill it, so there's more people than just the governor that wanted it. That's why I was trying to tell the earlier caller, you can't necessarily put this on the governor. I mean, he didn't go out and speak against it. When I did ask him about it, he just said the federal government's not going to dictate to North Dakota how we do education. If what you say is true, That with an executive order or a letter, we can get out of it. I think you just keep telling the story, and you keep that front and center. I know, there was support for opting out in the North Dakota legislature, no question about it. Just not enough support. So just keep telling the story. It doesn't have to go away, Steve.
Well, Scott, for the next time you ask him, could you please ask him for your audience, how do the North Dakota citizens change the content of the test or any of the standards, and see what his response is, because the fact is we have no control over any aspect of the implementation of Common Core.
But interesting. Well, I tell you what I will do. I'm not going to remember that the next time the governor is on. And by the way, anytime any of our guests are on, anybody can call and ask any question. And the governor was on just on Friday and did take a couple of questions, none on Common Core. But that's a good question. And I will tell you this. We're working on scheduling a number of post-legislative session discussions, and that will be one of them. With Kirsten Baszler invited and folks on each side of that issue to say, okay, what do we got to watch for, to your point? So we'll do that for sure. We're also going to spend some time. I've gotten some of your names on the property tax reform issue. Same thing. Going to be digging into that one. So stay tuned. We're happy to do it. And thank you for reminding me. Highlights, lowlights, best and worst of the legislative session. Steve weighed in with a worst, and that was that Common Core wasn't killed in North Dakota. What's yours? Let us know at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Ron Ness, next hour. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503. Gary, Tioga, where we will be on Friday at the Tioga Airport. How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Scott?
Fantastic.
Hey, I want to make a comment about something that Joe said earlier about the situation with the police officers.
Yes.
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, there's a big racial diversity there as far as, you know, things that are going on. But one of the things, I have a friend that's a cop in Atlanta. One of the things that they're starting to do is they're teaming black cops with white cops. And he said that seems to work in a lot of situations where they come in and there's a lot of things that are happening. And, with that kind of a team, it seems to narrow the tensity a little bit. And it's just a sad thing that we're getting to this point that we got to do stuff like this for our cops. But
that's a good idea. I think it's a little more manageable idea than the caller.
Yeah, neutralizes
Joe,
the whole thing.
Who said, you know, what he was basically saying is, okay, if it's if blacks involved in a situation, then black officer would respond to it. If it's whites, then, you know. And I just couldn't imagine logistically how that would work. But you know, at least
he said that's what they're doing. You know, if it's a rough area, rough part of town, they're teaming two officers together instead of just one guy. You know, and it just seems to work.
Good idea. Sounds like a good idea, Gary.
I want to say one last thing. I've been here in North Dakota for 7 years. I love North Dakota. I love it, love it, I love it. And love the people here. People are great. I lived in Grand Forks a little while and got great friends here. It's just wonderful. And glad to be an American also.
That's awesome, Gary. Where'd you move from?
I lived in Nashville, Tennessee. So I moved from Nashville to here. And
glad to have you. Make it a good living in North Dakota?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's- And That's thank good. You to MBI Energy Services, is all I got to say.
That's a good company. Jim Arthod,
yes,
smart man. And by the way, they're hiring. So if you're if you're looking, MBI Energy Services, check it out. And I was out there not long ago, and they're hiring truck drivers. Fast thing, get them. So, and a lot
the
of
only
people.
Thing you gave up was country bars. Probably aren't as many of those, but.
Yeah, the chance of running into Taylor Swift at the supermarket is out the door. But
actually, my stepson went to high school with her, so.
She's no big deal then. That's all right. You probably can text her anytime you want. All right, Gary, thank you. Nice to hear from you, and check in again. Greg and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, as far as Common Core is concerned, it's funny how nobody was against it, but all of a sudden everybody voted for it state after state. Check out how many millions North Dakota got for PASTA. And remember the states that repealed it. Remember what Obama said. This is going to cost you. I'm taking all that money back. Remember that? North Carolina or somewhere? Common Core is bought. Bought. That's what. The governor asked him how much money he got to make sure it was passed. That's all that needs to be done as far as Common Core is concerned.
Now, I just want to clarify one thing. When you're saying money came in, you're talking about specific to the programs, because I know there were talks about strings to funds and whatnot related to it, or you're saying, like, campaign contributions or something?
Oh, no, probably to the North Dakota Education.
Okay, yeah. Funding for the program. I just, the way you were talking about it, ask him how much he got. Maybe think you were suggesting he was getting something individually. You're talking about the state. I got it, Greg. And we'll add that to the list for our post-legislative session run-through on Common Core. Best and worst of the legislative session. Tell me what's yours. More when we come back.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Guarantees are hard to come by in life, but MyPillow has one. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. I want you to sleep on the pillow I sleep on because I've never had one like it. I've never slept better. Mike Lindell is the CEO. He's been on television. You've probably seen him in those commercials, maybe heard our interview with him. He will tell you, and I believe, sleep is the most important thing to your health. And MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. In addition to all the testimonies you're going to hear from friends and neighbors and coworkers and others, and I've heard them, who own the world's most comfortable pillow, if you go to MyPillow.com, they have sleep facts where you can find out about all kinds of great benefits you can get from a good night's sleep and how much it'll help your overall health and well-being. So check that out at MyPillow.com. While you're there, browse, find the great savings. Use the promo code Scott for a 50% off deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, MyPillow, guaranteed, the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
He Dolls has it. When I say that, you're thinking, "Oh, I got to get into He Dolls. I need a new part. I need this. I need that." Right? They've got it. Right. Quality parts to keep the family car running or restoring that first ride to full glory, whatever it is. ASE certified parts professionals at Hedol's locations throughout the Dakotas, Montana, and Minnesota. But you know what? Hedol's has more than the parts. They have the people, great experts. If you're down in Aberdeen, the Hedol's location there has Dwight Guthmiller. 33 years next month, he's been with He Dolls. And 1965 Pontiac was his first car. He said it was kind of ugly. It was a four-door sedan, burgundy in color. But now he's working on a dirt car, a vintage dirt car, building one out of 56 Ford two-door hardtop.
on a Masterbuilt late model frame with a quick change. Fun little project for him. Used to do a little racing of the dirt track, and he's involved with the Speedway down there in Aberdeen, has been for about 30 years. That's the Brown County Speedway. Track official and pitting and head flag man. He's done it all. See, these are the kind of folks you find at Heedalls. They're passionate about cars, about fixing things, about finding you the parts you need. Love that story, Dwight. Don't be embarrassed about that first car. It's pretty cool. The people. Yeah, that's what it's all about. In fact, he was telling me, Dwight down in Aberdeen, that the no rookies. He said the youngest guy I have here has been in the parts business for like 4 or 5 years. Got guys with 30-some years. Three guys with 80 years experience combined just in the Aberdeen location. They have a great machine shop, too, by the way. State-of-the-art milling machine down there. They do decking and boring and line boring and cut O-ring grooves in for diesel blocks. Great machines. Machine shops are legendary at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. Find a location near you online at Heedalls.com. Dakotas, Minnesota, Montana. Back to the phones here on What's on Your Mind. Let's go to Jim and Hazen. Jim has hunting and fishing on his mind. Jim, there you go. You don't want to give me pluses or minuses on the legislature. You want to talk about hunting and fishing. I don't blame you. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. I was just trying to run a question out there and see what the public says, how they feel about it. But an awful lot has been done to different licensing throughout the state. And I was born here and been here all, 74 years in October. But anyway, I'm trying to get Game and Fish to put a point system from 65 years old on up, a progressive point system on the elk, moose, and bighorn. Because by the time you're 65, from then on up, in a year, you could maybe never make it again. So that's the only thing I was trying to find out what the public had to think about that. Appreciate it. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, we'll throw it out there, see if anybody agrees with you, and we're due to have our friends from Game and Fish back on here soon. So we'll make a note, too, if we don't get an answer from anybody else today. You want a point system to basically on the elk, 65 and above, to get a little extra love.
A progressive point system.
Progressive.
All right. One, you're 65, you get 1 point. 66, you get two.
The older you are, the more progressive you are.
That's right. Because pretty quick, you got a wheelchair and you're trying to get in the Badlands. All right. Have a good day.
All right, Jim. Thank you. What do you think of that idea? You let us know what you think. Kylie from Mandan sends a note. Notice all the garbage in the interstate ditches in Bismarck, Mandan? Did they even get cleaned last year? What do people think traveling through here? Oh, I don't know, Kylie, that it's any better or any worse here than it is anywhere else, is it? I mean, I honestly think it's a sign of the times. We have so much going on, usually in the way of construction. A lot of that construction stuff gets all over there. And, I hear you. I'd like to get it cleaned up quicker. But it is, I think, West Fargo has that problem. It's just everywhere. But then you look, there's construction everywhere, too. So just a sign of a busy community, I think. Could we be doing it better to clean it up? Probably. John and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. Are you talking to me?
I am, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I want to bring up a couple things here on this Common Core. First of all, I think it was 2 weeks ago, there was a mother that was arrested for felony child abuse. Her son missed 18 days of school. Last week on the 21st, my third grader came home, and she has completed all of her reading and related curriculum. So for the next month, she is essentially done with school. Now, on one hand, there's one person got it for child felony abuse. On the other hand, here's my daughter attending school and is essentially done because of the Common Core standards. Now, this does run across political lines. In Arizona, it was voted out. Six Republicans voted across party lines. They got rid of it. The children have never brought home homework all year long. Just what's happening here, as a parent, I am concerned, regardless of the political standing here. I really am. But for a child to come home and say, Dad, I'm essentially done with school. I have nothing to do. That doesn't make me feel good a month before school's about to let out.
Wow. So, interesting story, John. Appreciate that very much. Sorry, up against the clock. But We're going to do some digging on Common Core coming up, no question about it. I didn't get to my worst of the legislative session because I was deferring to you callers, which we always do. My best was the early funding, surge funding as it was called, the infrastructure funding. My worst, definitely the debate over SB 2279, because as usual, it was just about political gamesmanship and sound bites in the next election, not about trying to fix a problem, which was not really demonstrated. So that was my worst. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.